I got
sometime last night or this morning, sometime I woke up and or I was a dreaming at one, and there was three passages of scripture on my mind. And I still really didn't know what it was all about, but and I got up and I reached and got my Bible and I was sitting there and I turned to him, and as I turned to him, it began to make sense. I ain't gonna say no more preach. But I read these three scriptures, and I've never heard them put together before. I read all three of them, and I know you have too. But we're going to start in Hebrews and maybe read one verse, maybe two. Now, we all agree that the Holy Ghost is here to lead us and guide us and direct us and teach us all things, right? And we're supposed to lead us, and if he leads us, we're supposed to follow, right? Okay, in other words, he's supposed to take charge of our life, and we're supposed to let him. I guess two verses in Hebrews, 10th chapter, very familiar scripture, 16th verse. This is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws, into their heart, and in their minds will I write them. And their sins and iniquity will I remember no more. Now, we're going to stop reading right there. Now, from a very early age in life, we knew it was just somehow in our hearts. Maybe we didn't always go by what we knew, but we knew it was wrong to steal or to lie. The basic things that the Bible has, his laws, is instilled within our hearts. We feel bad when we do. Even when I was lost, I felt bad when I done something I shouldn't have done. And it's in our mind. We know better. We agree on that. Now, and we don't have to run downtown to the courthouse and read the commandments to know right from wrong.
Right.
He instilled that in our heart, and made us to know it. And he said he was faithful and just to forgive us, full of mercy. When we come short, he would forgive us. And as he forgive us, he was not somebody to ever bring it up anymore. He was ready to forgive us the next time if we come to him in repentance. Now, let's go from there, and you keep that in mind. Let's go back into St. John's Gospel, 14th chapter of St. John, the 26th verse. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance. Whatsoever I have said unto you. Now, he's already put it in our hearts, and he's already wrote it in our minds. The Holy Ghost will remind us of what's already in our hearts and what's already in our minds. And whatever the Father has said to us, he will renew it. He will bring it up. He will remind us of it. Bring it into our remembrance. That we need to get forgiveness. We need to keep prayed up. If he's going to lead us and teach us, we're going to have to walk with him, and we're going to have to be able for him to lead us. We can't lead nobody if they won't follow.
Right.
Now, and this is odd. This one other passage of scripture that was on my heart. And can you imagine what it is? Now, what I've read and what I've said in James, the 3rd chapter, 3rd verse, and liken, how shall we liken, and comparing, how shall we compare? So we're going to compare the Holy Ghost with this. Behold, we put bits in the horse's mouth that they might obey us. And we turn about their whole body.
Mm-hmm.
Behold, also the ships which, though they be so great and are driven with furious winds, yet are they turned about with a very small hymn, whatsoever the governor listeth. Now, that's talking about the man on the horse. And if the horse will obey him, they can go places. Got bits in the horse's mouth. Whatsoever the governor lists, except where the horse would go. And the governor would be the man that's on the horse. The governor is the Holy Ghost that is in us. He lives in us. And did you ever start somewhere and you got a bad feeling? You felt like you need to turn and go the other way. Maybe that's the Holy Ghost trying to warn you, trying to get you to turn about your whole body. Did you ever have the Holy Ghost to just completely turn you about and head you a different direction, maybe in the Word of God or in a song or in a conversation? I have maybe started a conversation and something inside me, you shouldn't do that. Maybe I just turn the whole conversation some way else. Because you never know where you're going to go to. Be aware of what you tell or what it's going to wind up to be tomorrow. The Holy Ghost, if it leads us and guides us and teaches us, that's what the Lord put it there for. He's merciful to forgive us in all the things he done, and still we are disobedient. We want to go our own way. That's the reason that the man put bits in a horse's mouth that they might be turned about. Now, as we go down life's way, and from day to day, we're making decisions. We want the Holy Ghost to help us to make the right decision. Listen to him. And if you start to make a decision and you feel bad by it, you might ought to take heed to it. You might ought to stop and turn your whole body around and think another way. And that's what was on my heart this morning when I got up. The laws of God is already there in your heart. It's already there in your mind. What do you do with it? The Holy Ghost, he sent from heaven to dwell in our hearts, that it might turn us, guide us, and teach us the right way to go. We can't make heaven except we obey and be led and guided by the Holy Ghost. If we be obedient. Did you ever say, "Lord, Holy Ghost, just lead me and guide me. Holy Ghost, speak to my heart. I want to do the right thing. I want to be turned about. If I'm not going the right way, I want to be turned about." And these three scriptures, in my own mind, Made all the sense in the world. I'd never put them together before. And the big ships, I've never seen but two or three real big ships. But can you imagine on the sea, and them big ships driven with fierce winds, and how much force and how much power that's behind them that would just toss them any which way, but with a very small little cable, we call it. Yeah. The Bible called it a little hymn, but it's a little bitty cable. Maybe not as big as your little finger. That turns that whole ship about and drive it into fierce winds. Now the storms of life gets great. Storms of life can overcome us like the winds driving the big ships. But if that ship can be, if it'll obey the little bitty cable, what whatsoever the driver sees fit for it to go, then it will blaze right through them fierce winds. Bring it down to the storms of life. If we be subject to the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost can lead us and turn us and guide us which way we should go, we be obedient, then the Holy Ghost won't have no trouble ascending us through the storms of life. And we come out on the other side, if we've been obedient, we come out on the other side and the Lord is pleased. Yeah. It may be a great battle. It may be something that we don't even want to talk about. Yeah. It may be something that it just seems impossible by man. But the Holy Ghost, they ain't nothing can stop the Holy Ghost if we be willing and obedient. Now, that is what I had on my mind. Can either one of you just relate to that?
Oh, yeah.
Just want to talk about it. So add something to it, maybe in your life or in your scripture. Let's turn it around. What do you think about it? And that's what I have. Anybody?